This is just one way of looking at the numbers 1 to 10, but I wanted to explain the life cycle idea because it's one of the easiest to remember. Some of the numbers are easier to grasp than others, so here are some other things to bear in mind when you're trying to remember all of this. 1 and 10 are obviously beginnings and endings, the starts of things and everything that's exciting about new ventures, and the ends of things and the satisfaction of completion. 2 for cooperation is pretty easy to remember, for love, balance and coming together. 3 for expansion makes sense when you think of two people having a third to create a family. It's about concepts becoming reality and partnerships bearing fruit. 4 for stability makes sense when you think about the four walls of a house. The family needs somewhere to live, with solid foundations. 5 for the growth in the home itself, and the hive of activity inside needing to expand outside of the four walls. It's the four walls of the house, the four, with something growing inside of it. 6 for communication. Well, the 6 looks like an eye, it also looks like an ear, and it looks like a telephone, so that's pretty hard to forget. 7 for the spiritual seventh heaven is easy to remember because of the 7 looks like a question mark. 8 is out of the gate, getting out there and doing it. 9 is the final push for victory, the last mile, the planning coming to fruition. And 10 is the final successful outcome, the realization of everything that's gone before, the end of one cycle and the start of another. Let's remind ourselves of the whole story another way, this time dividing the numbers into 3 chapters or sections. Section 1, 1 to 3. I stand alone. 2's company. 3's a crowd. The first 3 numbers are about fresh starts and early development. The numbers 1 to 3 have their own little story. A single person, 1, meets someone, 2, and has a baby, 3. When you're a single young adult, 1, it's all about excitement and trying new things out with great enthusiasm. Then you meet someone, 2, and share your life with them in a less selfish way. Then, sometimes, you have a baby, 3, and you've both made a new number 1. These first 3 numbers are relatively easy to understand. I stand alone, 2's company, and 3's a crowd are well-known sayings and perfectly illustrate what each number means. Numbers 4 to 7. 4 walls, 5 alive, 6 is social, and 7th heaven. Numbers 4 to 7 are more to do with childhood and the family growing. Security is needed, so a house, 4, is built for the family to live in. The baby grows into a child, 5, and introduces all that crazy activity that revolves around having kids. The child learns to communicate and becomes a true member of the family, 6. As he becomes a young adult, he asks more big questions and becomes more aware of his place in the world, 7. Numbers 8 to 10. 8 through the gate, plan 9, and 10 out of 10. These last 3 numbers are more to do with adulthood and achievement. Finally, the young adult leaves home to go and make his way in the world, 8. He makes things happen, and his involvement in the real world shapes that world, even changes it, 9. He becomes successful, realizes his dreams, and is able to stand on his own 2 feet, 10. The moment this happens, however, the cycle is over, and it is now he who is the number 1. Action. Go through each of the spot cards in your working deck, writing the 1-word meanings of each number on each card. You can do this in the centre of each card or along the side, wherever you can find space. It gets harder for the high numbers as there's less space to write on, so don't worry about it looking too perfect. Chapter 4 Review. It can be quite tricky to get the meanings of the numbers 1 to 10 firmly stuck in your head. Don't be too worried if you can't immediately remember the meanings of all the numbers. It can take a while for it all to sink in. If you're finding it hard, try taking 1 suit of the spot cards from a deck and see if you can describe each number 1 at a time in order. Then, mix them up and test yourself randomly and identify which numbers you're having the most problems with. Some of the numbers will be much easier than the others to remember. For instance, it's usually easier to remember the first few numbers and the last few numbers, for instance, 1 and 2 and 3, and 9 and 10. If you can be honest with yourself about which numbers you're having problems with, you can revise the difficult numbers very quickly.